Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self. Step down into me. Direct all my actions eternally.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
welcome to another Healing Fountain show, and it's week 106, and today's guest is Marcus Healing for Inner Peace. If we manage to locate him, he hasn't appeared as yet, but I'm sure he'll be along shortly. But we do have our great co-host here. We have all the way from America, we have Gary Moore. Gary Moore.
Where is he? Hello, Jen. Hello, everyone. And yeah, it looks like Marcus is missing in action thus far.
But, AWOL. He's gone AWOL.
Anyway, we are here and we welcome to yet another edition of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. And we got hit with a bit of cooler weather around here. I don't know how it's going over there on that side of the pond.
Yeah, a
bit here
cooler.
It's we've had a kind of a snap of cooler weather, and it's kind of held up the painting operation until tomorrow. So I've been doing other things and so forth, but keeping busy. And according to you, slaving over a hot computer. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, it has actually started raining here this morning and yesterday. No, it rained here all day yesterday, but it brightened up a bit this afternoon, but it's quite windy now. So, anyway, Marcus was going to speak to us about conscious ascension through the awareness expansion of the totality of our souls. That's the I Am presence and our oneness with all that is. Because it's saying there's quite a lot of misinformation focused on light workers that seems to be from a higher intention that creates a false ascension into a fourth dimensional alternate paradigm. So, and it's difficult to tell the difference between us. So I hope he's actually going to come on here and just clarify that.
I do hope so too.
But if anybody would like to phone in and ask any questions about ascension, if there's anything you're not sure about, if Gary and I can answer them, we'll do our best. And the phone-in number, if you're phoning from anywhere outside of the USA, it's 001-646-929-0461.
Right.
Hmm.
And you don't necessarily have to call in, or you don't necessarily have to have a question to call in if you wish to contribute something regarding topic of ascension. That would be awesome too. And it's unfortunate that Marcus is not here yet. You know, he talks a lot about the oversoul, and I need some oversouls.
On the bottom of my shoes. But we do have some very interesting people in the chat room as well. We have Samari Kung Fu, Achito, and we have Givanda and Cairo, Holy Moses, and we've got John, Truth of Life, Sig, and Westy One on. And, you know, if I haven't said your name, I'm sorry about that, but there's quite a few people who are well into ascension in the chat room. And I hope you're all taking advantage of the harmonic convergence that we're in just at the moment. It started on the 21st of September. I mean, the first harmonic convergence was in 1965. It should have been in 63, but they delayed it because of the assassination of JFK. And then 14 years later, there was another one. And there's been a couple since, but as from September 21st, as I said, through autumn, you call it fall there, don't you? Right through fall, we do have another harmonic convergence going on, which means that there's a lot of extra light hitting planet Earth. And so to take advantage of it, which really helps with ascension, which just means becoming full of love and light, what you need to do, or what you can do if you like, is put your hands over your heart and say, I see the light, I acknowledge the light, I allow the light enter my body. Or you can say, I welcome the light entering my body, if you like. And you can do that at 9 a.m., 3 p.m., 9 p.m., which are the three very powerful times of the day to do it. Or you can just do it any time, any moment that you've got free, where there's nobody about. And but if you do want to do it at 9, 3 and 9 p.m., the best way is to sit down or lie down and just feel the light entering your body. And it's better if you can be sort of prone or horizontal for 9 minutes for the whole time. But if not, you know, just for just a few minutes. And I believe that is really going to help with the ascension process, taking advantage of all this extra light. So, that's a bit
of... Well, it's a lovely idea.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I've been doing it since the 21st, and now I can tell when in the 9 minutes the light is coming into my body and when it's gone again. You know, when it's passed on to someone else, whoever else is doing it just at that moment. So, anyway, shall we play a nice song? We do have Enya, The Hills of Ireland, and it's quite an Irish jig sort of song. So you can do the river dance to this one. How about that, eh?
Let's do a jig.
Okay, here we go. River dance. Thank you.
Well, that was a rousing start, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That's quite the lively song. Yeah, that makes you, I don't know how to dance a jig, but I was dancing one anyway.
Yeah, me too. Well, I was dancing it on my bottom. Well, right. The jig turned into the river dance, didn't it? Well, it didn't turn into it, but I mean, Michael Flatley created the river dance out of the Irish jig, and it's been a worldwide success. I don't know if you've seen it over there in the USA. It will have been there, but absolutely fantastic show.
Oh, I've danced in the river many times.
Pardon?
I've danced in many rivers.
Oh, did you? I believe you.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have all their tap dancing shoes all microphoned underneath the stage, you know, so it sounds really loud and it really goes fantastic with the music. Oh, it's just brilliant. Look him up on YouTube.
It is.
Anyway,
it's a lovely performance.
I think we'll actually play the video now, so...
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to find Marcus, but I can give him another call in a minute. But in the meantime, we'll just put the video on the YouTube. So if you want to pull up your players and pause it just for a minute and put your hearts in the chat room when you've got your players pulled up. For the people listening on the radio, I've got the soundtrack uploaded, so you won't feel left out. And so maybe you might not know what's going on the actual video with the pictures, but you can just close your eyes and just chill out to this lovely piece of music.
Well, there's the link in the chat room. Everyone, go ahead and click the link and pull up that player.
Yeah,
pause
let
the
us
player
put
and mute
in.
The sound. And once you've done that, send a heart up in the chat room to let us know you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will count us down and I'll begin the video in unison.
Well, you can do the countdown if you like for a change, Gary.
I could. Let me find the sound file for it. Let's see. Paul Armitage.
Yeah, that's it. The Dawning. Dawning, it's called.
I am.
No, that's the wrong one. Dawning.
That's not the one. No.
Okay.
It's called Dawning. Okay, bear with me a moment.
Have you found it? It's all right. I've got it up there if you want me to press play when you've counted us down.
Okay, I've got
you count, and okay. I'll do press play. Okay.
Okay. Actually, the one counting must do the pressing of the play.
Oh. Have you found it?
I've got it right here, and I have
brilliant.
It right here.
Okay.
So, if everyone is ready, and it looks like everyone is, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Right now it's time to light our candles. We light our candles to represent the flame of spirit and also to represent the light that we take out into the world. And also because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send out love, light and healing all around the world, out to the nature plane, especially to people who've put their names on the Healing Fountain healing list. And so I've lit my candle, and I've also lit my Nag Champa, which helps with positivity. It's very important to keep positive. And it purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which I'm going to do right this minute. And as there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is the sacred number that maximizes this energy, we're going to say their names three times. Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask for the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Vaishnavas, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat. As one heart, we feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth, and we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you. To celebrate this point of balance in the journey of Timeship Earth through the cosmos,
we invite you to join in this meditation. Close your eyes and breathe deeply until you feel a sense of inner peace. Now focus into your heart center and just breathe into the heart. Allow yourself to connect with the unconditional love and to expand into that love until you are filled with compassion and grace. As you focus on compassion and grace, you will become aware of those in the higher realms who are working with you and with the earth at this crucial moment of transformation. Allow your sacred heart to connect with all the other sacred hearts that are connecting with the great cosmic heart at this time. Just allow yourself to tune into the cosmic heartbeat and feel that pulsation of light being reflected in all things, even in the beat of your own beautiful sacred heart. Allow yourself to rest in this peace. Rest in the peace between the in-breaths and the out-breaths. Feel the light entering every tiny cell of your body. Healing, transforming, purifying. You are radiating with the light. Radiate it out to everyone. Send it to all the people that you would like to see healed. Send it to all your friends, all your family. Send it to your enemies. We are one. And whatever they call their God, they are praying to the same Creator that we pray to. Now bring the energy down your body, through your feet, and into the Earth Star Chakra beneath your feet. Anchor your energy there and feel how you are connected to the Earth and how the Earth supports you and loves you. You are grounded. Now take that energy even further down to the crystalline heart of the earth and feel how you are a part of the earth and the earth is a part of you. Feel how you are coming into a state of balance with the earth. Then bring that love from the earth up and into your heart. And hold it there, breathing deeply and filling your body with love. move the energy upwards and into the crown chakra, and then the soul star chakra. Feel yourself connecting with the deep love of your soul, and let that love fill your being. Then move upward again to the great cosmic heart of the divine, and feel yourself embraced in divine love. Breathe deeper and feel the love and peace. Then allow that love to enter your heart, creating a perfect balance between heaven and earth. Now, as you focus into your heart, allow yourself to move deeper and deeper into an awareness of divine love, of the love that fills every living being, of the wonder and miracle of life itself, and breathe in life. And as you breathe deeply, you feel yourself embraced in a river of diamond light, a river of stars, a river of dreams, a river of abundance, and you become part of this dance of cosmic starlight. Just allow the feelings of joy and bliss to walk around you. You are blessed. Now you see before you a rose, a beautiful golden and magenta rose. And as you watch the rose unfurl into a galaxy of light that opens into the galactic heart and then into the cosmic heart of all that is, this is the great rose of the 111111, the great rose stargate, and you are beginning to align your heart energy with the opening of the cosmic rose stargate, so that you may receive the cosmic Christ codes and the codes of renewal that will begin to manifest the new earth. Now allow that beautiful and blessed energy to be transmitted through you into the earth and into the crystalline grids of the earth, so that the love may be shared from heart to heart around the earth. The earth is blessed, and all her children are blessed on this day. Now spend some moments in silent meditation and allow whatever insights and visions that might flow to you at this time. You are blessed. Now breathe deeply into your sacred heart again and open your eyes when you feel ready. And right now we're just going to close the chakras. And to do that, we pretend we have doors. We go to the top of the head, closing that door. Down to the third eye, closing that one. And to the throat chakra, closing that door. Then to the heart chakra, closing that one. To the solar plexus, closing that door. To the navel chakra. Then down to the base chakra. And the feet chakra. Closing those doors. Or leaving the feet chakra open just enough to always keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light, as used by the ancient Egyptians, for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid, sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe until next time we meet, until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And thank you to the rest of the angelic realm for joining us. Yes, that they be in archives later. But don't go yet, because we want to thank you for being here and part of the co-creation. Know that everything that was done with the meditation was live now, in the now moment. So the healing is coming out to you live, making it that much more powerful. And thank you to you too, Gary. And I don't think Marcus is going to come tonight somehow.
Yeah, it doesn't look that way.
Right. We'll just cut the music now. Have you got the music there on the switchboard?
One moment.
Thank you.
It doesn't look like Marcus is going to be with us. So
no, I don't think so.
I have another meditation, just another option. I could do one as well.
That sounds good.
Okay, well, let's see. We'll queue up a little Asa, I think.
And we've had a sort of an offer from the chat room, and it's Tito, and he's saying if you want me to call in and do healing, he will. So
okay.
We've two choices here. Whatever you like. You choose.
Well, I'm all set.
Okay.
I'll just go ahead and do this.
Yes, do
it.
We have
plenty of time.
Go for it, Gary. Yvonne's saying. Okay.
And maybe Chito can call in after.
Yeah, we'll probably have time. Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you, Gary.
Through the power of our intention, we are placing great focus upon the development of our power of concentration. This meditation is a method which will guide us through our concentrated focus. We will then journey to creative presence and create for the planet together. Please now, start relaxing your body. Find a comfortable place to either sit or lie down. Simply make sure your spine is straight and your arms and legs are uncrossed. For this allows your natural channels of energy to open and flow freely. Place the center of your attention on your heart center. Now feel your pulse, deeply entering into the silence of your being right now. Feel your connection to the source of all life. Breathe and allow the power of creation to move through you. Let everything else go. Now place all of your attention on your heart pulse. Feel your heart. Feel God. Feel God within you. Feel your breath rising and falling, like waves rising and falling. Now breathe the words, I am. Call forth the mighty I am presence within you. Call forth the mighty I am presence through your sacred fire love. Please bring healing to our mind, to our emotions, to help remove the veil which conceals the soul. Help us to more fully open to the divine, removing all that is opposed to that opening. We call forth the powers of nature and the forces of the elements, that our beloved Mother Earth and all of her kingdoms help us to open our heart so that our love for life may water your barren lands, feed the hungry, and nurture the poor and the weak. Connect now to the I Am presence of all humanity, with all our brothers and sisters. We join together as one family. What one experiences, we all experience together in the new matrix of one. Now, with full feeling, connect with the I Am presence within you. Inhale deeply through your nostrils and exhale deeply through your mouth 3 times. Beloved sisters and brothers, the only way that we can progress into higher states of consciousness is to have absolute control over our thoughts. Clear thinking and concentrated vision is paramount to actualize our new forms of creation, both inwardly and outwardly. The key to our successful advancement into dimensional shift is to keep up with the accelerated frequencies of the Earth. We are now constantly assimilating high-frequency streams of light every day. We must place nurturing attention upon our body's frequencies, then make necessary adjustments to any changes that may be taking place. It is through our peace and our poised intensity that we elevate a planet and its race. Concentration in the heart fully opens us to the I Am presence. Please now deeply feel and merge with your I Am presence. Our intention is to make quietude of the mind and to make contact with that I Am presence. To keep the silent mental consciousness upward to all that is above mind. Please now, I invite you to come with me on a special journey. Within your consciousness, you now find yourself in the crystal vortex of a large mountain, sitting upon a ledge at the top of a rugged peak. As you gaze into the distance, you see miles of mountains, and you feel such a greater expanse within you. It is a very cold, very cold at such a height. And it's very enjoyable to view this beautiful landscape out on the horizon before you go back to the shelter of the cabin. So beautiful is our Mother Nature, you say to yourself. At such a high place where disharmony and discord are not able to reach, it is as if only the crisp mountain air is able to reach into your heart. Far in the distance, you see a gray cloud approaching. You feel the developing mist in the air, and the winds are getting colder and colder. The sun has begun setting, and the show of colors are displaying their vibrancy. You feel yourself such a part of the nature. You feel yourself one with the earth. Visualize it and feel it. The ominous gray cloud is coming closer and closer. You see the eagles on their return flight to the mountain walls. You hear their announcement of the approaching snow that is coming to the summit. And you stand up from your rocky vantage point and you quickly begin your hike back to the shelter of the cabin. You realize now that your safety is of utmost importance. The sky darkens quite quickly and you see and you feel the first snowflakes as they begin falling upon your shoulders. Finally, you arrive at the high altitude shelter. As you open the door, you feel the warmth from the remaining logs still burning in the fireplace. A sensation of well-being permeates your body, and there is a large, comfy armchair in which to sit. And you feel so tired. You are ready to rest your weary body, and you put some more logs on the fire to reawaken the flames. Sparkles of all colors begin rising up the chimney. Breathe and feel it. You are enchanted by the beauty of the flames. And your eyes grow heavy and start closing as a deep sense of soft, lucid awareness overwhelms all of your senses. You are now walking in a very hot, dry, dusty place. The ground is cracked by the lack of rain. The rain, which is so longed for by the people, has not been present yet this year. Far away in the distance, you see what seems to be a settlement, a group of huts belonging to a tribe. You continue walking towards them. You are now very close to the huts. You are in a state of semi-dehydration. It is so hot. You see some indigenous people hiding in this little spot of shade near the huts. You greet them and suddenly realize that their sight is totally gone. You feel their sense of hopelessness and despair, of the pain of life. You hear their thoughts that some of the people will not survive. Food and water do not come. You continue walking until you see a group of cows, almost to the point of burying their bones. Suddenly, you come upon a little girl. She looks to be about 3 years old. And you take her in your arms. She does not respond to your caresses. Your heart breaks wide open. And you realize that you are lighter than gravity and lighter than air. And you go back to the mountain where you were. And you see this storm that was approaching. You step forward into your mighty I Am presence, and you call forth this storm. It responds to your summoning. It follows you back to the African savannah. And you bring it forward. And out of the white misty cloud, you see a dove fluttering downward, down toward these people. From the dove, out comes a feather. And as the feather flutters down, perches upon the lips of the little girl, and turns instantly into the purest state of water. And you make this decree with your mighty I Am presence. The earth now seeks balance to all people all over the earth as equal opportunities of water, shelter, fire, and food. Good, healthy, organic food and clean water for all of its inhabitants all over this planet as an ascended, free being and inhabitant on this planet. And as that water touches the lips of that little girl, she awakens and she responds. And she smiles. And her family dances in the falling rain. And hope again is restored to this planet. You are returning. Back to your body. Back to now, in the room that you're in. Well done. Thank you for joining me in this journey, and blessings to you on this journey of light.
When you can't find the light that got you through a cloudy day, when the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you lost your way. When the candlelight of home burns so very far away, where you gotta let your soul shine, just like my mama used to say. She used to say, so shine, better than sunshine, better than moonshine, damn sure better than rain. And if the people don't mind, y'all feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine through the break of day. Growing up, I thought I had it made.
Well, thank you, Beth Hart, for Soul Shine. And thank you, Gary. That was a fabulous meditation you just treated us to there. Brilliant. Right. Well, we do have a cheetah on the line now. Would you like to bring him on, Gary? We don't have very long, though, a cheetah. But we do have a few minutes spare if you want to come on and do your thing.
With me here a second. I'm trying to get him
on. It's
Akito,
okay.
Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing very well. That was beautiful, Gary. That was beautiful what you did.
Thank you. That one came to me as a result of a vision that I had the next morning after I awoke from this vision. I learned that the earthquake had hit Japan.
Wow.
So it was kind of a synchronistic event.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So mainly I said that I would call in. I have something beautiful that I would like to share with everyone. And it's something that came to me, and I started doing this, and it was to aid someone that I became friends with. Okay. And they were going through a couple different things, and I said to them, there has to be something. So the thing is called spinal energy transfers. And if there is, I know we don't have that much time, but if there is someone that is suffering from anything inside the spinal energy transfer, what we do is we actually rid negative patterns that are imprinted from the mind that actually hit all the nerve endings, and we induce it from the spine, coming in from the crown all the way down, as we would say with light. If we don't have any callers, I would love to walk everyone through a spinal energy transfer.
That would be better, well, I think.
Okay.
No, we have no callers, so go right ahead.
Okay. Help. Everyone, I will ask you to sit quietly, and I will ask you to slowly close your eyes. I will ask you to state to yourself that this is for your highest good and your highest good only. I ask you to take a breath in. And relaxing breathing in again, fully relaxing and letting go. One more time, breathing in and relaxing. I want everyone right now to imagine a line running down directly through the middle of their body. Now I'm going to help with a transfer. And that line is there. Feel your energy. Everyone is able to get rid of fear. They're going to feel their energy and rid fear, any attachments, any patterns. Breathe in and feel your energy. This is your main energy that's running. Now, if anyone has any pain or anxiety or anything that is bothering them, I will ask you to move your attention directly to that spot. Do not ask to rid. Do not ask to do anything. Pay attention to the spot. All patterns, frequencies, implants, totally gone. Removed. And I ask you to bring your attention back to the middle of the body, to the line directly inside your body. I ask you to breathe and I ask you to smile. Allow this to flow. Pay attention to the top of your head right now and allow this to sink. Feel it coming throughout your whole entire body. And there's a person right now on this line that has been having a lot of aches, a lot of pains around the hip area or different areas. I ask you to just focus, pay attention to this light. Also, someone's been very overwhelmed with anxiety with family. I ask you to take that breath in. And there's someone right now on this line that is searching for work or feels as if they are having no good luck. Those patterns are gone. Allow it to be. Breathing in, I love myself. Breathing out, I love myself. Breathing in, I forgive myself. Breathing out, I forgive myself. Breathing in, I forgive others. Breathing out, I forgive others. This is your new part, your new breath. Everyone take a breath in right now and feel this energy surging down your body. Remember this. It is a new part of you. Continue to be that part. From this moment on, anything can change. Leave all old patterns and old programming behind. Make peace with inside your heart right now. Allow it to be. Feel the center. Feel that core part inside your heart. Awaken. Pay attention to your crown. Pay attention to your body. Many blessings to all.
I believe in it all. I believe.
Thank you, Achito from Samadhi Gong Fu. Wow, that was very powerful as well. We've had some very intensive healing today, don't you think?
I think so, yes. Quite serendipitously, I might add, as well. So it turned out to be a pretty good show after all.
And such a quite off the cuff, going with the
yes.
flow, so to speak.
Going with the flow and being a hollow bone and allowing Source to speak through us. I think it's worked quite well.
Well, thank you for joining us, everyone, because you've all helped to co-create the wonderful energy that we've had today. And next week we have Amy Lawrenson, and I think I've double booked us for next week, and I think we may have two guests next week, and the other one is Mountain Diva. So I think I'm going to have to, email someone. So I'm not
going
to. We'll
do a revision between now and then.
Yeah, I'll be posting all the links out so you'll find out what is going on. But about the tracks, you know the peace mantra chant that I channeled?
Right.
Right, well, we've got.
And you played last week, right?
No, I didn't play it, did I? Did I speak it last week? Yeah, the chant.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, we haven't got the CD yet because the tracks all went off today, including yours, Gary. And so we've got you, Jivanda, Marika, and Risa.
Oh, lovely. Yeah,
I
didn't hear that. You mixed it. You made a final mix down on it?
No, not yet. We haven't got it
yet.
Okay.
They've
all gone up to Wigan. I booked studio time for tomorrow. So anyone who didn't get their tracks in by today, I'm so sorry, but you've missed out this time, but we'll get you next time, eh? So, they've all gone to get mixed, and so I'm quite looking forward to that, hoping it's very powerful, because there's quite a few World Peace Days coming up. There's a peace rally on the 8th of, this week, later this week, down in Bournemouth, and so we're hoping it's going to be played there. And then on the 15th of October, there's a World Peace Rally again, isn't there? So we're hoping that everyone's going to learn it for then. And
I'm looking forward to hearing the final product.
Me too. Anyway, thank you very much, Gary. It's been a wonderful show. Thank you to you and to Achito and to
right.
all the people in the chat room. And I think someone called in and dropped off, didn't they? Oh. And thank you so much to Achito.
Yes, thank you, Achito. And thank you, Jen Christie. And thank you, everyone, for joining us yet again. And for those of you off to the garden, we'll see you there. Have a good night.
Thank you, and goodbye, and God bless. We're going to play out.
I love you all.
Me too. Adagio for strings. This is one of my favorite. Oh, what's happened? Did you cue that one?
Yeah.
All right.
I love you, everyone.
Night.
Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I
Blog Talk Radio.
Thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead. I'm loving angels instead. And through where, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know forsake me.